Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Back to Spoiled After the Hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Sean Doyle is here. Sean is a 16-year member of our Brain Trust, co-founder and principal and director of strategy for Fitzmartin, and his organization helps companies like yours and put their best foot forward in the marketplace through leadership and through helping them align all of the major elements of the company so that you so making a living, making a profit, and being successful isn't as hard as it sometimes is if you don't get those aligned. And that's what he wants to talk to us about today. Sean, welcome back to the show.
Good morning, Jim. It's gonna be a great day, isn't it?
It's got a great day. I'm glad you're here. It's I love talking about this topic that you have on your mind today, Sean, because I've been, for some time now, several years ago, I realized that one of the problems I saw with small businesses is that the owners were spending all their time managing their business and they weren't leading the business. Meaning, what I meant by that is they weren't stepping out of the management role into the CEO role. They were taking what the world was giving them and they were hanging in there pretty good. They're pretty tough. But when you step into the CEO role, your vision, your horizon pushes out a little bit farther, and you're able to actually see some of these things before they hit you and maybe dodge them. and there's so many things that you can do when you step in the CEO role of your company that you can benefit from. And it actually makes the work and the job of success a little easier, and that's what you're talking about today with regard to core values and all of that driving your growth and the success. Talk to us about what you think about it.
Well, first of all, as usual, Jim, you're 100% correct. Working on the business is so much different than working in the business, and an executive does have to elevate at some point, or that becomes a barrier to growth. And with small business in particular, one of the challenges that I have is I love working in the business. You know, it's fun. That's why you started your business.
That's right.
It's a joy. One of the real key goals that when you start working on the business is as an executive to start moving past looking at outward appearances, whether you're defining your new team members, hiring, or even looking at customers and looking at core values. And, you know, honestly, probably even a lot of your listeners are going, oh, gosh, here's one of those core value talk things. Well, I did that too. But the over the years, and our firm, Fitzmartin, we worked with a major Sunbelt bank. We've worked with a fast casual restaurant and a major oil and gas company. And all of them, over the years, we've discovered all of them leveraged core values brilliantly. And the core values were ultimately what drove the CEO's vision. Mm-hmm. And the reason is this. The employees have to understand the values. They have to know the mission.
Let's talk about it. Stop for a second, Sean, and define core values for us.
Oh, well, perfect. Let me actually even share, we'll use modern language, a hack. Instead of sitting around and saying, what do you think our core values are, and getting your team to write down words, because we would all write down very grandiose words like honesty, integrity, hard work. Mm-hmm. And those may be desirable as core values, but the better way to identify your firm's core values is this neat little hack, and that is, identify people in your business who are the personification of what you want. These are the best employees. These are the best customers. These are the people that just you say, we could have 100 of these people, mm-hmm. or even 5 of these people, we would change the world. And then take what you describe, the way you describe those people, and the net result will be those core values. For example, curiosity is one of the core values in my company. I never would have sat around and said curiosity is a core value, because I would have gone for these big grandiose things. Mm-hmm. I even want my accountant to be curious, right? I mean, they need to be interested in finding better ways to do things.
One thing, I want to stop you for a second, because I want to stop you because I want to land on this for just a minute, Sean. When I think of core values, I think of, it seems to me that the core values have to, the headwaters of the core values have to be the people who founded the company, the people who are why the company has even exists. That those core values, not that the people working for you don't assume them, or you hire people with those core values, and I agree with that part of it, but it seems to me the first point of core values are the people who established the company. Am I wrong about that?
No, I would agree with that. But I would say that the reason I say that is because
if the core values are what you and I would consider to not be good, not healthy, not functional, they're dysfunctional or whatever, if they're not good, you know, then no bank, 2,000 employees can fix that.
Fair. If I say a core value is neatness and presentation and the way I respect myself and demonstrate that through clothing, but then I wear ripped up blue jeans to work every day.
Yeah.
Then that's obviously a lie, right? That's
well, and you and I've seen companies where they had this mission statement, or they had this promise to customers, but when it got right down to it, if a promise had to be kept that cost the company money, the owner didn't do it. They crawfished, as we used to say, and they backed away. And so, you know, only when a company, you know, when I go back to think, I think about when I worked for Sears many years ago when I was a pup, the store manager told me, he was talking to me about taking care of customers. And he said, Jim, he said, whatever a customer wants to solve a problem that you can do inside of your authority, he said, do it. Because when they get to me, I'm going to give them everything they want. And so those are core values of that company. And, of course, they lasted a long time doing that. We're going to come back and talk some more about this after the break with our good friend Sean Doyle. 20 after. I'm Jim Blassing. And his company is called Fitzmartin. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.